Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We bring in Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, thanks for joining us. We were just talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and some of the injuries that they dealt with last year, and this team kind of feels like a mystery to us this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a team that last year, as you mentioned, they were extremely banged up. I think they started the most offensive line combinations, definitely in the league last year, and I think it's up there in terms of just the most in league history. I mean, they were rotating guys in and out of there. They had injuries in the secondary. They had injuries at receiver. And what that kind of created was a team that coming into this year, I think was, you know, undervalued by a lot of people. When they have their starters healthy, they have a starting unit on the offense and defense, especially along the lines, that's filled with really talented players. So, you know, if they start to deal with the same injuries they did last year, they don't have the depth to deal with it. They're thin at certain spots. But when it comes to just the first 22 starters, the 11 on offense and the 11 on defense, I think they're, you know, they're a very good team.
Jalen Hurts had a good opening week performance in Atlanta. What did you see from him in this game in week one that, you know, maybe he'd gone and worked on his game, or he improved on, or did you see anything that he improved on? Is he just kind of undervalued from what he was able to do last year?
Well, I think Jalen stepped into a really hard spot last year when you consider the team was bad, the situation with Carson Wentz. And by the time he came in late in the year, you know, the season was essentially over. They were in the playoff race because they were in the NFC East, but outside of that, they were a bad team. So I think taking a lot from him last year was maybe unfair to do, but I think two things that you saw last year that he definitely looked better at least in week one, was his completion percentage. Last year, I think it was 52% or something like that, and he completed over 70% of his passes in week one. So I think the offense was a little more tailored to him. You know, I thought the way Sirianni designed it for him was very impressive. But the other thing was turnovers. I mean, Carson Wentz threw the most interceptions in the league last year. He fumbled it quite a bit. The Eagles were playing games where their quarterback was turning it over, you know, two, three, four times sometimes in a game. Jalen Hurts didn't turn it over once last week. So the completion percentage is improved, and his ability to hold on to the ball has been huge for this team as well, at least for 1 week.
And, Elliot, this was such a weird offseason. We talked to John Ritchie yesterday. I want to ask you a similar question to what I asked him. Last Saturday, before the 260-some-odd yards and three touchdowns, did Philadelphia fans love Jalen Hurts?
You know, I think that they were torn somewhat. Look, I think there's a large portion of the fan base right now that's upset with the team. They won four games last year. They fired their Super Bowl-winning head coach. The franchise quarterback forced his way out. So I think all fans are looking at almost everything this team does with a healthy dose of skepticism. And you could argue, well, so. I mean, you know, deservedly so after last year. I don't think fans were torn on Jalen the player, but the Eagles themselves have not been overly committed to him, at least most of the offseason. But I know after 1 week, you know, being on the radio this week and just talking to different fans, they were definitely impressed by what they saw in week one.
Yeah, maybe the proper question, Kenny, sorry, should have been, did the Philadelphia Eagles love Jalen Hurts?
Yeah,
it's an interesting question because, you know, they were involved or at least interested in the Deshaun Watson situation, which is obviously complicated for all types of reasons. They were interested in potentially trading up in the draft. So there were a lot of rumors about them not being interested. They wouldn't name him the starter for you know, all of training camp. But on the other hand, they did, you know, bench Carson Wentz for him last year. They did use a second-round pick on him. He took all the reps as a starter, and he's their starter now. So I think this might be a situation where actions speak louder than words. I mean, again, those are all rumors, but when it comes to just, you know, draft stock and how they've treated him, they seem to be pretty invested. I was out at Eagles practice today, and Nick Sirianni had a shirt with Jalen Pitchers. Jalen had a shirt with Jalen Hurts pitcher on it. So if they weren't in on him earlier, they're certainly in on him now.
Elliot, you know, I'm basically a scout for Kyle Shanahan. You know, I got him on speed dial. I watch film. You know,
no,
I talk
Elliot,
to Kyle and I say, hey, Kyle, this is what I saw. Maybe you can incorporate this into the game plan. Yeah. So, you know, I'm out here scouting, right? And I looked at that Eagles game, and on the defensive side of the ball for the Eagles, obviously with Fletcher Cox there, I think the pass rush has an opportunity to be one of the best in the game. But Atlanta had success running the ball, at least in the first half, against the Eagles. And I'm looking at the secondary and the linebackers, and I'm like, I don't know. I think the Niners might be able to do something there. Am I off by that, or is that a situation that is a cause for concern for the Eagles, is that secondary and the linebacking core?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no doubt the strength of the Eagles' defense is their defensive line. I mean, they had injuries last year. They had guys underperformed, and they were still third in the league in sacks. So their defensive line is capable of just absolutely dominating a game and taking it over. I mean, you guys know that being in San Francisco, you know, the Niners have a great defensive line. So that can really cover up some issues in the secondary and in the linebacking core. Now, the Eagles linebacking core and secondary is remade from last year. They signed Eric Wilson, who had some of the better stats, at least for a linebacker last year. But he had a rough first week. He missed four tackles. He was part of the reason that their run defense struggled. The secondary, they're starting Steven Nelson, Anthony Harris, and they're missing Rodney McLeod and Marcus Epps. So we'll see who they start opposite them. But they also had issues tackling. Darius Slade missed a tackle. They had eight total missed tackles. So I think that, you know, obviously you saw what the Falcons did against them. And I think the Niners could have some success as well running the ball.
Elliot Shore Parks, Eagles reporter, WIP in Philadelphia with us here. We saw two NFC East teams last night, and the NFC remains a head-scratching division. We talked about the Eagles kind of being a mystery here headed into this year based on the injuries and the quarterback change and some of those different things. Not necessarily based on what you saw last night, but what you've seen here through the first couple of games. How did the Eagles match up with the rest of the teams in the NFC East?
So I think this is a two-team race. I think it's between the Eagles and the Cowboys. I think you saw last night why the Giants are just not going to be in it. They have bad line play. I don't think they have a good head coach. Daniel Jones is talented, but you know, at the end of the day, he's not shown he can be a winning quarterback or anything really close to it. So I don't take the Giants seriously. Washington is talented, but with Fitzpatrick out, we'll see if Tyler Henneke can keep it up. So I'm not as sold on them. As I started the call by saying, though, I think when you just look at the 22 starters, and I know that's not the only way you can look at it, but just in terms of the offensive line, the defensive line, and the quarterback play, I think the Eagles have the best combination of those three in the division. So I actually do think there's a decent chance when this is all said and done, maybe they don't do it with a winning record, but I think the Eagles do win the division.
The Eagles going up against the Niners on Sunday in Philadelphia. Elliot, if the Eagles are going to win this game, in your opinion, what do they need to do to take down the Niners?
Yeah, so I think one of them is get after Jimmy Garoppolo, right? He's a quarterback that, you know, when he's out there, they've been good. Maybe not always impressive, but they've certainly been good. I think the Eagles have the defensive line to get after Jimmy, move him off his spot. We'll see how much Trey Lance gets in there. So I think it starts with the defensive line. And then on the offensive line, they have to give Jalen Hurts time. If Jalen Hurts has time back in the pocket, I believe Sirianni will be able to script up a good enough game plan to put points up on the Niners. But the Niners do have a great defensive line, and the Eagles have a great offensive line. So I think that will be a great matchup. Ultimately, I think these two teams are probably pretty close. I would just give the advantage to the Eagles in this one simply because it's at home. So I think these are very close teams, but I would expect the Eagles to win by a touchdown or so.
Worried about how many of those seven run plays that Jalen Hurts had were improvised versus play calls?
You know, off the top of my head, I would say at least two or three were probably scripted. He actually didn't run a ton, you know, just because the play broke down. But that is definitely something they'll do. I mean, they will move Jalen. They'll get him out the pocket. And he's very good as a runner. He's not Lamar Jackson. I mean, very few people are. But he's deceivingly quick. He's built more like Dak. He's kind of like a faster Dak Prescott when he gets out in the open field. And he knows, you know, when to go down. He doesn't take hits. So he's a real weapon in the run game.
Great stuff, Elliot. We appreciate your time today. Have fun this weekend, my man.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.